As the sun rose over the Great Lake, Xenia gazed at the dawn of a new era. She adjusted her chameleon skin to match the crimson dawn, and then harmonized her coloring with the morning sky as it migrated from orange, gold, and yellow into soothing daylight blue. Chameleons have an innate wisdom that allows them to connect to the world and to those around them. Xenia was no exception. She instinctively understood how to handle life situations with grace and ease. Her intuition, coupled with insight passed down by her father, enabled her to ask the right question at the right moment and to inspire profound transformation. Xenia considered herself fortunate to be the daughter of Xavier, a wise and generous master chameleon. She had spent many days shadowing him in the forest, believing he knew nothing of her presence. In retrospect, she now knows better. From a young age, Xavier had taught her to live her life lessons responsibly and to share them with others. Clearly, it was Xenia's duty to pass on her wisdom to the next generation of chameleons, as well as to all of the other animals dwelling in the forest she called home. Today, Xenia was taking her newest chameleon student, Xander, on his first walk through home. In time, she would introduce him to the forest's many residents and teach him to sing the song of the birds. She would open his heart to what she had learned when she was young and inexperienced. One day, her student would travel throughout the land and share his lessons, and so the cycle would continue. Despite her student's young age, Xenia would not treat him as a child. Instead, she would offer him respect and speak to him as if she were awakening a deep knowledge that was sleeping inside him. Xander arrived early, eager to begin the day, and Xenia did not waste any time. She began, "Everything in life is connected. When one element of the world falls out of balance, waves of discontent ripple throughout the land. I will teach you to anticipate and navigate those ripples. You will learn to appear at the moment you are needed and to nudge life back into balance. You will experience oneness with the forest and all who live here. One day, you will teach those who come after you." Xenia smiled as she recognized that her words resonated deeply with her student. In his short life, Xander had seen great unease circulate among the creatures of home, and he wanted to play his part in drawing the forest residents together again. The teacher continued, "For a while, you will travel with me and observe what I do and how I do it. You will remain unseen at all times and will not reveal yourself unless I announce you. Even then, you will remain silent unless a question is directly asked of you. Understood?"
"Understood," the young chameleon affirmed.
"It's time to expand your world in every way," Xenia proclaimed. "To begin, here's a map of the forest. In order to help others find their way, you must first be able to find your own."
Xander reached out to take the map and nodded gratefully.
"Today we will practice the art of invisibility," Xenia said.
"I'm ready,"
replied Xander with a twinge of excitement. He was elated that a living legend had taken him under her wing. The pair walked in silence, shifting their coloring to match the varying terrain that evolved beneath them. They walked past bashful blossoms, bulky boulders, and towering pines. After smoothly crossing a gentle stream, they came upon a family of white doves. Xenia placed a single finger over her mouth, indicating to Xander that they were to stop and observe in silence. The chameleons watched the considerate doves prepare their morning meal and share their bounty with friends. They listened to interested doves ask each other questions about the upcoming day. They noticed supportive doves help a companion who was dealing with a challenging situation. The birds' warm tones and gentle demeanors prompted Xander to smile. After a few minutes of observation, Xenia advanced Xander onward.
"What did you feel from the doves?" Xenia asked her new student.
Xander replied,
"Kindness and gentleness. I like the way they listen to each other. They seem to genuinely care about each other's feelings and about what was happening in their lives."
"Very perceptive," replied the teacher. "What do you draw from that?"
Xander glanced once more at the doves and added,
"That they are supportive and cooperative, and that they are calm."
"Right again, young sir," Xenia confirmed. "Doves are generally soft-spoken and patient. They embody harmony and compassion."
As the chameleons continued on, they transformed from the emerald olive shades of the vibrant ground cover to the earthy, rich tones of the unassuming stones and twigs. They continued to walk until Xenia spotted a pair of owls nestled in a maple tree. They were planning their day's activities. The observers settled in silence a short distance away.
"We can't get too close to the owls," Xenia advised.